Okay, today the Rosh, we're continuing in the 12th parak of Maseches Kelim, and we're up to parak Yud Beis, Mishnah Beis. So says the Mishnah, "Kanim uznayim shel srokos tameh." If you have a wooden stick that they would use as part of the scale, so it's shel srokos, it's one of the tools of the trade of people who comb items. So then it is tameh mipnei unkolios, because it has hooks on it, and that's the ikur of the kli. And if the ikur of the kli is made out of metal, so then we view it as a metal kli. Vishal bali batim, but if it's a scale used by regular people, not by professional comers, so imyesh po unkolios, if it had hooks, tameh, then it becomes tameh. But if it doesn't have hooks, then there's no metal part that you're going to be metameh with. Unkolin shel kafasin tahura. The hooks on the sticks of porters are tahar, because the stick is the main thing, and the main thing is therefore wood, and it doesn't have a base kibble, so it's not makabel tumah. Vishal rochlim tameya, but if it's a peddler's stick, then it becomes tamei, because those hooks are actually used, and they're the functional part of the pole, not the pole, they're the functional part of the kli, and therefore the metal part is the ikker, and therefore it's going to be makabel tumah. Rabbi Yehuda omer shel rochlim, even if it's of a rochel, a door-to-door salesman, shel lefan of tameya, the hook in front of him is tamei, because he would put his stuff there that he was selling. Vishala achrav tahara, but the hook that's behind him when he held the stick over his shoulder is going to be tahar, because he wouldn't put his stuff there. Unkli dargash tameya, the hooks of a dargash type of bed or bench that has a wooden frame and a leather piece on it, so the leather is held onto the frame with hooks, so those hooks are tameya, because they become tameya together with the bed. Vishal naklitin tahura, but the hooks of bed poles are tahar. You had two wood poles, and one at the top of the bed, the other at the bottom of the bed. So you have a hook attached to the top of each pole to hold a stick that runs the whole way across the bed. So and then they would put a sheet over the bed to, you know, for privacy. So the poles can't become tamei because they're pshutei kli. They don't have a base kibble, so the hooks don't become tamei either, because they're tufel to those poles. Shel shida tameya, the hook of a box which would hang the box can become tamei, because the wooden box has a base kibble. It's a box that holds things. Vishal akon tahara, but the hook of a fish trap is tahar. It's a wooden box that has hooks that that catch the fish when they swim into the box. So the box itself does not become tamei in such a case. Even though it would seem like it should, because it seems like it's has a base kibble, but the Mishnah explains later on in the Masechta that they're not mekabel tumah. The Mishnah explains that they lower the trap into the water. This fish swim into it, and it's not really, the box is not really meant to hold the fish. The box is just there where the fish swim, don't see the hooks, but then they come in and they get hooked by the hooks. So the hooks is really what holds the fish. It's not the box that holds the fish, and therefore it's not a, it's considered like a pshute kli eitz. Shel shulchan tameh, if the hook of a table that they hang the table when they're not using it can become tameh, because the table can become tameh. Shel menorah ha'eitz tahar, the hook of a wooden menorah is tahar, because the wooden menorah is tahar. Zaklal kol mechubel tamei tamei v'mechubel tahar tahar. The rule is very simple. Anything that's any metal piece that's attached to a kli that itself can become tamei, so the metal piece can become tamei. If it's attached to a kli that itself cannot become tamei, so then it cannot become tamei. V'kul nachasachs pnasman taharos. But any hooks on their own are not considered a functional kli, and therefore they're going to be tahar. So now we move on to Mishnah Gimel. Kisui teni shel matach shel balei batim. If you have a metal cover of a tenny that's, you know, is a type of basket that Balabatim used. Rav Gamliel on the tamei. Rav Gamliel says it becomes tamei even if it's not attached to the actual basket. So even though it's only a kisui kli, we consider it a kli, an independent kli, because people would use it to hold things on its own. V'cham say that it's tar if it's not attached to the actual basket, because even though it can hold things, whoever uses it for that. Vishal rofim tame. But if the metal cover of a tenny is used by a doctor, then it becomes tame, because the doctor does oftentimes use it to hold things. Hadelash of Mugashal Balibatim Tahar. The metal door of a wooden cabinet that's used by Balibatim is Tahar on its own, because it doesn't have its own shame. It's just a door of a cabinet. Vishal rofim tame. But if for doctors, it's going to be tame, because the doctor would sometimes take off the door and lay out all the drugs and medications that he's going to use on that metal door. Hayituchen tamei, yituchen become tamei, because there are metal kelim that can become tamei even without a base kibul. Haparachin taharin, but parachin are tahar even though they're attached to a stove, because they're meant to be used together with the stove that's mechubel lekarka, and any metal kli that's only meant to be used as mechubel lekarka, just like we had with all the pieces of the door, are not going to become tamei. Akrav beis habad tameya. So yituchin are something that holds a small bowl where they would refine silver, and prachin are pieces that are attached to a stove to move the pots that are inside of the stove. An akrav is a piece of metal that attaches to the wooden beam of an olive press. Akrav beis habad tameya. So it is tameya, because it has its own separate function. But a hook in a wall is tahar, because the wall is mechubel lekarka, so that hook is only meant to function as part of something that's mechubel lekarka. So to review what we learned today, in Perek Yud Beis, Mishnah Beis, we spoke about a moznayim shel sroko, so comer's balance, and which parts are mekabel tuma and which parts are not, meaning what's tafel to what. That was basically the rule, that if the ikar is the wood, then the metal that's tuffled to it is not mekabel tuma, but if the ikar is the metal, then everything is mekabel tuma. And we spoke about hooks of different benches and beds and other things, and when it's considered to be a separate functional kli, when it's considered to be tuffel to a wooden kli that is mekabel tuma or that's not mekabel tuma. And then in Mishnah Gimel, we spoke about coverings of certain kelim and whether they have an independent identity, and we identified a few cases where maybe if it's used by a doctor, it will have an independent identity because the doctor sometimes does use it separately from everything else. Okay, Be'ez Hashem, next time we'll pick up with Perek Yud Beis, Mishnah Dalet.